Gallagher for what it's worth on Today FM. It is Al here with you until half two this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, 087-4100-102. And it is time for my favourite time of the week. Every Thursday, we play Celeb versus Pleb. That is where we pit one of our fabulous listeners up against a celebrity from our phone book in a 30-second Larry Gogan-esque quiz. We've had PJ Gallagher, Donegal Callan, Sophie Ellis-Bexter. Last week, Jack Whitehall actually took on his dad, Michael Whitehall. But this week, she is a broadcaster, a celebrity, and a movie buff, and one-time powerlifter, which I can't believe. Ladies and gentlemen, TV3's Lisa Cannon!
Hey! I love that one-time powerlifter.
I know, a powerlifter.
Oh, let's not even go there. But anyway, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did well. Thank you.
And you just gave it up. You packed it in.
I packed it in. Listen, when you're interviewing Conor McGregor, forget it. Everything pales in comparison. So
did he want to talk to you about that stuff at all?
No, I don't think he even knew. I don't think he even cared. Listen, if you'd seen The Voice Cinema last night, it was like Tom Cruise had come to town by a million. Well, it was just unbelievable.
He's a megastar now.
He is a megastar. He is sporting royalty. He's an icon. And he's, you know, he's such a great guy. Fair play to him.
Whether you like him or not, an icon. Because I know that, I mean, he has his detractors. But what I love is that you, Lisa Cannon, and I'm delighted for
you. Go on.
You got the scoop on us. You're ahead of the Late Late. Your movie show, Box Office, has the big Conor McGregor interview ahead
of... Thank
you. Now, I'm good friends with the Late Late team, but I'm just delighted for you. I just think it's great.
Thank you. Yes, it's a massive exclusive for TV3, and we're thrilled. Box Office is a brand new show. It's my show, and to get an exclusive with Conor McGregor, sit-down interview with him, plus the red carpet, plus all the fun bits, we're thrilled.
So what do Box Office normally do? It's a new programme. It's movies and stuff.
It's movies, exactly. And of course, we've got great support from the Irish film industry. We're a half-hour programme. Every Thursday, we go out just after the late-night movie on 3E. And everything is there for the taking. So lots of red carpets, and usually kind of movie stars we have on, movie news, Irish and international, plus, of course, all the big reviews. So we've had everyone from Dave Fanning on. We've flown people over from the BBC. The big names.
So did you chat to Conor after you watched the movie or before?
After I watched the movie.
Okay, so you saw the movie Notorious, and then you got to have a chat with him. Like, here's a little clip, for example. You're talking about legacy and money in this one.
I don't get me wrong. Money is a big factor in why things get done all over and anything. So, of course, I love the money. In reality, I'm in a position now where I'm like, I don't give a about the money. Excuse the language. I've forever money now. So it's easy for me to say that now.
Yeah.
It's different when I hadn't got it. Then it was everything. For me right now, important is legacy, leaving my legacy behind, leaving a footprint, letting the world know and the future world know, this is what I done when I was on planet Earth.
Obviously, Conor's customary choice language, which I thought that I bleeped out. But the main thing is that he's to the point.
He is to the point.
Direct talker.
Know, absolutely. And I've interviewed Conor before on the red carpet, but not as in depth as this. And, you know, he gets to talk about Deirdre and the love he has for his child and how fatherhood changed him. So you get to see a really different, diverse side of Conor. Plus, there's a really good, funny quiz in there. You have to watch it tonight. He gets every answer wrong, Conor, considering he's an Arnold Schwarzenegger
fan. Speaking of funny quizzes and getting answers wrong, right, are you prepared to go against your pleb on the phone?
I'd love to, but I'm useless anyway. So let's go for it. I'm going to show myself. Go
Trev
on.
Anderson. How are you?
How's it going, lads?
Trev.
Hi, Trev.
You are our pleb today. That's Lisa Cannon there, who's just been hanging out with Conor McGregor.
She's so muscles on her, haven't she?
Oh, thank you.
Now, Trev, you're a salesman, are you?
I am, yeah. Shh.
Why do you have to be shush about that?
I'm not. I'm only joking.
Where are you today?
I'm in Tralee at the moment.
Okay.
And
your wife, Kate, doesn't mind if you chat up women, I've heard.
No, I swear, she says to me every morning, where are you going? Like, where are you going tormenting people? And I tell her, well, don't torment anybody. I chat to the men about football and I chat up to women.
You chat up to, and that's how you get your sale.
That's it.
It's called charming. It's called charming. That's what it all
is. Now you said it.
Trev, I'm going to give you a head start because I'm going to go make Lisa do the quiz first, all right?
Okay.
All right, so you just hang tight and get an idea of the kind of quiz it is. Lisa.
Oh, no, I'm going to be useless. Go on.
I'm going to make your specialist topic be celebrities and entertainment, okay? Are you ready?
Some of these. Yes, okay.
Here we go. What is traditionally hidden in a Barmbrack loaf?
Oh, The Ring.
What Britpop band were in a bitter 90s rival with Oasis?
Blur.
What do you call the paper that tests the pH of liquids?
Litmus.
Georgie Burgess and Sharon Curley were characters in what film?
Coronation Street.
Who is the manager of Irish rugby team?
Oh, no,
geez,
that, no, no, film, did you say? Sorry.
Yeah, but
oh, no,
you've lost
the,
it.
The snapper, I think.
Stradbally is the location of what Irish music festival?
I was at it, and it would be, I can't remember, because it was
so
good.
Oh, you didn't do too badly, Pamela. I'm going to turn on your mic there. How did you do?
Four.
Yay. Not too bad. What did she get wrong?
You got Snapper right. Electric Picnic.
Oh, it's Electric Picnic. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But you got the rest of them right.
I couldn't remember, so there you go.
Trev, can you do better than that?
No bother.
Oh,
I love the certainty
in his
voice.
That's proper confidence. I'm going to make your specialist topic be soccer. I believe you know about the soccer.
Oh, small, but yeah.
Okay, maybe not. Here we go. Ms. Scarlet and Mrs. Peacock are characters from what popular board game?
Pass.
Okay, when 2018 FIFA World Cup will be held in which country?
Russia.
Born to Run is a song by which singer?
Pass.
Who is the star of the new movie Notorious?
Conor McGregor.
Who said hasta la vista, baby, in a movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fuinneog is the Irish word for... Oh, look, your clock is still
window.
Going. Yeah, and what is the name of Daniel O'Donnell's wife?
Oh, Jesus.
Ah, Jesus, Trev.
Starting with R.
No, it doesn't begin with R at all.
Oh, Jesus. Noreen, no?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, not geez. Noreen.
Yeah, well, come here. I'm not big up on Daniel O'Donnell now.
What's Superman's love interest?
Lois Lane.
You're right. Is that four? Yes, is that four? Yeah. You got us. Hold on, Trev. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
Bruce Springsteen is the song that you got wrong, and Magella is Daniel O'Donnell's wife. But I'll give you Fuinneog and Window, I'll give you Lois Lane, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Russia. Cluedo is the board game. But sure, look, you won anyway.
You won.
Oh, thanks.
No
that
cheating
means
there.
That you are winning a pair of tickets to the 3 Countdown concert on New Year's Eve in Dublin City Centre. That has Codeline, Hudson Taylor, Key West, and many others. So that's the New Year's Eve Countdown concert. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh, lovely. Now I can plan something for tonight.
Happy days. All right. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Listen, thanks very much.
Bye,
thanks,
Trev.
Lisa.
Bye,
cheers,
bye,
bye.
Lisa.
Ah, listen. Well done to him, but he got a few more questions in than I did.
Yeah,
so.
Somehow I think that, you know, given the right opportunity, you might have beaten him. But you're probably on the guest list for that anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
I wouldn't worry about that. There might be a red carpet at that.
A red carpet.
So tonight on Box Office, we can watch the exclusive interview with Conor McGregor, the new, I suppose, movie star, given that he's in Notorious.
And actually, I'll give you some breaking news. He told me in the interview, which nobody knows, that he's actually set up for Predator. He actually had to turn down a role in Predator for 2018 because he's too busy.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Scoobity scoop.
Scoobity scoop scoop. There you go. That's all happening tonight at 10:40 on 3E.
10:40
p.m. So make sure you have your glass of wine in hand or your cup of tea.
Oh, I love it. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Al.